You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis on Sunday became the third pope to visit Rome's synagogue in a sign of continued Catholic-Jewish friendship. During a simple common ceremony, the pope met with leaders and members of the local Jewish community, including several Holocaust survivors. He recalled the tragedy of the Holocaust and paid tribute to the over 2,000 Jews who were deported by the Nazis in Rome in October 1943.
Il 16 ottobre 1943, oltre 1,000 uomini, donne e bambine della comunità ebraica di Roma furono deportati ad Auschwitz.
The Pope said the past must serve as a lesson for the present and for the future. He said that the Holocaust teaches us that utmost vigilance is always needed to be able to take prompt action in defense of human dignity and peace. During his speech, Pope Francis also highlighted how Catholic-Jewish relations are very close to his heart and of how we share a unique and special bond thanks to the Jewish roots of Christianity. Pope Francis referred to the Second Vatican Council's declaration, Nostra Aetate, which he said made possible the systematic dialogue between the Catholic Church and Judaism, and which set the ground for positive Jewish-Catholic relations. He encouraged all those involved in this dialogue to continue in this direction with discernment and perseverance. The Pope also said that along with theological issues, we must not lose sight of the big challenges facing the world today.
Non dobbiamo perdere di vista le grandi sfide che il mondo di oggi si trova ad affrontare.
He mentioned the environment, the defense of life, and the need to work for peace across the globe, saying that Christians and Jews can and must offer humanity the message of the Bible. I'm Linda Bordoni.